there are things, policies that that happen locally, regionally, nationally, that maybe you're not aware of. You know, we go about our day-to-day, we worry about the price of eggs, and we got to put food on the table and pay those bills. We don't realize other stuff's going on. I was surprised to find this out. There's a policy, first introduced back in, I think, of 2022, I was reading, for Venezuelans. Now, you remember what was going on, Venezuela, and, okay. It allowed for a limited number of Venezuelans to fly or travel directly into the U.S. Now, we hear a lot about, you know, the porous border to the south. Venezuelans were allowed to, limited number of them, fly directly into the U.S. as long as they had. They had not entered illegally before. They had a sponsor here already, and they had to pass other different biological, you know, they couldn't have a disease, that kind of stuff, right? And they didn't, the government didn't pay for the flights. These migrants, I guess you'd call them, from Venezuela, they were responsible for their own travel. They had to pay for it themselves. Now, according to Homeland Security, that's happening on a huge scale. And it's not Venezuelans. It's a bunch of others. During an eight-month period from January through August, roughly 200,000 migrants flew directly into the U.S. Now, do they all have sponsors? I don't know. Let's find out, because she's looked into this. Author of something called the Prophet's Dictionary and the founder of her own university, Price University. She's been around a while. Educator, a minister, a black conservative, which I hate to say it that way, but that's the way it's listed. Dr. Paula Price, good friend of the show, too. Hey, Dr. Paula Price, Paula, it's good to have you back with us.
Well, it's great to be back.
Isn't it funny, though? Would we ever get away? To me, you're just a friend. Would we ever get away from saying, why, by golly, she's a black female conservative?
No.
I mean, come on.
We will never get away from that. But first of all, color is distinctive. If I was a criminal, you'd want to know I was black or white. So, you know, it's a distinguisher.
That's true. So this is a whole thing I didn't even know existed. Are these 200,000 migrants now flying in January through August of 2023, do they all have sponsors? Do they have to go through the same protocol as what happened in, before?
Well, they would have us to believe that they have all of the criteria and qualifications. The one that you mentioned about Venezuela, it started way back in the 80s, and it's Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. They have now added about seven more nations to that, most of which are South American. So that whole thing, and I've been researching it, and there's something called, which you would probably appreciate digging into, and that is the American Immigration Council. That is how they're getting away with this, because that goes back to 1952, updated about 1980, and then, you know, 1990 and some more, and all of the presidents used it for their immigration policies. And so the bottom line with that organization is they exist to help people have an easy pathway into America. That is supposed to be the objective.
Okay.
I question the objective, so you know, I'm a skeptic.
Well, there are so many. First of all, I think we've totally given up not just our southern border. The whole country is just porous, and I worry. I think there's numbers on this actually, of bad actors, antagonists, terrorists, actual terrorists, cells embedded, just waiting for the phone call or the signal to say, "Okay, go get them."
Exactly.
And it's getting worse. So this policy that allows for, you say they want us to think that they have sponsors and stuff. Is that not trackable though?
Well, I don't know that they have, for the volume that they're allowing to come in, I don't know that they have sufficient manpower in place to do that kind of vetting. They say they do, but by the same token, how do you find them? And that's number one. Number two, I mean, Biden, from what one source says, that he flew in under the radar over 400,000 since his election, and 1.6 billion immigrants are to be blamed on him. So, no. He doesn't want to do it. This year is very interesting. because I read the final article I read said that the underlying goal is that these people will become future Democratic voters. So what is that telling me? In order for them to get their aid and their monies, et cetera, they're going to have to say they're going to vote Democrats. That's going to bust this thing wide open if some miracle doesn't happen to stop it.
Yeah. Isn't there a way, though, to get to migrants, legal or illegal? First of all, we got to get some voter ID going. But besides that, isn't there a way to get to the heart and mind of people new to this country in whatever way to say, look, if you're going to vote, here are the issues, here's and spell it out, as opposed to just saying, look, you get to come in as long as you vote one way. Could we not change that? Kind of be, I guess what I'm saying is be subversive just like others are.
Well, I think that one thing we have in our favor, and that is that a lot of the Latinos are turning against the Democrats. So we can, if we got to their groups and then began to school them to school the immigrants that they're covering or hiding or whatever, sponsoring, I think that that might be a way. I mean, right now, despite the nasty talk and the bitter stuff about Donald Trump, America is sick of it. I mean, those of us who are real Americans, and it doesn't make a difference if we're Democrats or Republicans, because I've read that a lot of Democrats are sick of this as well. Because, frankly, this man is eking away our sovereignty as a nation.
Yeah, yeah. Talking with Dr. Paula Price, founder of Price University. But by the way, Price University, you don't have any protesters for Israel-Hamas stuff going on, do you?
No, but remember, we're in Oklahoma. We are in Oklahoma, so, you know, now we have our issues, but for example, we're not a sanctuary state, so we don't have sanctuary cities, per se, not as yet. And, you know, one of the things that I want you to know is when I started looking at where they're landing these people, you know that that's correlating with the 11 sanctuary states and the however many sanctuary cities we have. So it's almost like they set us up by even pushing that on us. Who knew that they had that this ear thing, this immigration parole thing in view?
Well, and it's being shown that a lot of outside agitators are behind these protests, which just get worse and worse. And I don't know where
to land here. Well, you know, can I just say this? I know our time is running out, but the one thing that bothers me is how is it the victim is always becoming the villain? Last I read, Hamas bombed Israel. There's no compassion. I mean, you can tell this is what I call a serious emotional intelligence blank. These people lack emotional intelligence, and they're only on their sensationalism. Because these people bombed. You're protesting for the bomber.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
We're in crazy times.
Yeah,
But you know how you battle that is you talk about it, you educate, you read, you dig, you get facts, because if you're just on the surface, you're not going to get the facts. You're going to get spoon-fed what they out there want you to be spoon-fed. And we discuss, just like we are. Dr. Paula Price, Price University, the Prophet's Dictionary. You know, I've never asked you about that. Tell me about that, the Prophet's Dictionary. What is that?
Well, I call it the Prophet's Dictionary, the supernatural guide to spiritual wisdom, or the guide to supernatural wisdom is what it is. And it's a dictionary of pretty much dreams, visions, prophecies, all about the office of the prophet, all about other gods. And it literally, if anybody read the beginning of it, it really, 15 years ago, it foretold these times.
You know, people, and I always hate to say back in my day, or even back before my day, just even the average person in this country, maybe even worldwide, acknowledged the supernatural. Albert Einstein acknowledged the supernatural, famously.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something we're losing or have already lost?
Well, no, we haven't lost acknowledgement of the supernatural. What we've lost is acknowledgement of God's prophets and God's ministrants of the supernatural. Because as it stands, the occult has taken over the lion's share of that. So, no, we haven't acknowledged it. We just surrendered.
Yeah. When an occultist can actually give the, as happened just recently, here can give the invocation at the beginning of a city council or whatever it was, a county board meeting or whatever. It's crazy. We're up on time. Dr. Price, always a pleasure having you on your morning wake up. And go forth and do what you do. That good work. We appreciate it.
Thank you so very much, and I appreciate you as well.
Have a great day.
You too.
Mike Austin here on your morning wake up, 1320 WILS.